Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم يا كريم. Thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to IRIB English Radio Station. You are listening to Hadith of the Day. Today's saying is from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Ghurar al-Hikam, where Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam states, "The fear of Allah in this world will give safety from him in the afterlife. Al-khawfu min Allah fi al-dunya, yu'min al-khawf fi al-akhirati minhu." Now, something special about Ghurar al-Hikam is that it gives so much wisdom in so little words. And a perfect example of that is in these words. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam gave you a rule. If you follow, you will be happy in the afterlife. If you follow, you will be in paradise in the afterlife. Because being happy in the afterlife is actually getting rewarded with paradise in the afterlife. Now, what is this rule? And that is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever fears Allah in this world will not fear him in the afterlife. And we talked before, a couple of days back, or a couple of weeks back, about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reality of this fear. And we said the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that before doing any action, you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you, listening to you, knows your intentions. Therefore, you will become embarrassed or in fear to do this action. So you stay away from that action. So that is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you do this, that means you're not going to do anything bad. You're not going to do any sins. Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates is the sins. Therefore, you'll be doing only good things. Or at least to say the things that are permissible. Same thing with your wajibat, your obligations. So, if you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you, came, for example, the time of prayers of Salat Subh, you wake up, you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you, and you remember that this world is short, you continue to do your obligations. Therefore, doing your obligations, staying away from what is prohibited, therefore you'll be rewarded with paradise. And that is the meaning that in the afterlife, you'll be in safety from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be in safety from his fear at that time. And that's so important, the safety of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the afterlife. And as the Quran states, many different verses, the hadith state, there are two types of people in the afterlife, those who fear and those who do not fear. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those or thee who do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the afterlife, yet fear him in this world. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters, our time has finished for now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you.